So today, what's one thing that you can do to own this version of you? This version of you that doesn't care so much about the haters, what people think, the unfollows, because you're not here for them, are you? You're not here for the people that are just okay with you, or the people that you're afraid of stepping on their toes or afraid of triggering. You're here for the people that are fucking ready for you. You're here for the people that are going to look up to you. You're here for the people that want to root for you. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. I have a treat for you today with this episode. Recently, I have had some really deep realizations about just liberating my own power and owning my authentic self more and my voice and not giving a shit about what people think of me. And that's what I want to share with you today is my recent realizations. And I also pose some interesting questions to you so that you can liberate your own power too. I really think if you landed on this episode today, it's going to deeply, deeply serve you. You are meant to be here. So make sure you listen to the end because the end is where it gets really, really juicy. If you are new to the show, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. I am a coach and the founder of the Transformation School. You can find all of my offerings and life-changing courses at thetransformationschool.com. I end up working with so many podcast listeners. So if the show resonates with you, be sure to check out the show notes as well as my website, thetransformationschool.com. There are many free offerings for you to dive a little bit deeper. Make sure you subscribe to the show. There are going to be some more episodes that I'm going to start dropping, hopefully every week moving forward. I'm really excited for what is to come. Now, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Yesterday, I was working out, and as I was in this workout class, I had this sudden knowing that I have made it to the next level. I've become the new version of me, and it feels solid now. I feel solid on this new ground that I'm walking on. And it's interesting because when we level up and kind of become a new version of ourselves, a higher version of ourselves, the kind of person that we've been wanting to become, it also comes with a slew of other things. It comes with a slew of knowings of shifts and changes internally, but also externally. And as I was thinking about this, about what's changing in my life now, because I do feel like the new version of me, it also occurred to me that this seems to happen at least once a year for me. And it's interesting, I recorded a podcast episode last year called Fuck the Haters, You Do You. And then I recorded a podcast episode 2 years before that called Why We Hide Our Superpowers and Struggle to Let Ourselves Shine. So that was episode 10 in 2021. It was shortly after I started this podcast. And then last year when I recorded Fuck the Haters, You Do You, that was episode 64. And I probably recorded a similar episode in 2022. I'm not sure which one it was. Perhaps your soul is calling out to you, episode 38. But regardless, I tend to record one of these types of episodes, I think, every year. So if this episode resonates with you, you should go back and listen to those episodes because you'll kind of see the progression of me. And at the same time, there may be things in those episodes that will resonate with you more than the one I'm doing today or in a different way. When we reach a new level of ourselves, when we step into our power in a new way, I think when we first really own that power, there's a resurgence with our reclamation. There's a resurgence of power that feels like kind of a rocket ship, and it just pushes us forward onto this new playing field. And it's it gets us going kind of in a way. And there's something that always precedes that. If you have had these moments in your life where you are stepping into your power in a new way, and thinking about my podcast episode last year called Fuck the Haters, You Do You, obviously what preceded that episode was being faced with haters. And having to move through that, work through that on a psychological, emotional level, and then coming out the other side even stronger and being less afraid of people hating on me, of people disagreeing with me, of whatever people think about me. And when we do that kind of inner work, there is a resurgence. Like there's a power that lifts us up and moves us forward. And in a way, those obstacles of being met with resistance or with haters, for instance, can be medicine, can be the best thing for us. Because if we work with that, then it really frees us from the fear of that, frees us from the fear of people not liking us. And there's all sorts of things that can move us to another level. Like for me recently, there's just been a lot of things happening in my personal life that have been really challenging for me on an emotional level, moving through a lot of like grief and things from my past and wounds coming up that needed like another layer of healing and subconscious reprogramming. And I've also been met with a level of people misunderstanding me or not really knowing me or misperceiving me or underestimating me. And me essentially finding peace with that, needing to find peace with that. And as I've done all of this work, because I don't know about you, man, but 2024 has been fucking wild. Like it's been a wild ride. like, damn, so much has happened in 2024 for me. When I think about all the things that have happened to me in 2024, it feels like the last 5 years combined in terms of just shit occurring. Like it's completely crazy. And if you haven't listened to the 2024 energy update, you should, because this was to be expected. But damn, like damn, right? I mean, I don't know what your 2024 has been like, but mine has been fiery as fuck. And I would bet yours has been the same. The cool thing is if you have tools to work with a fire, then there's a lot faster movement. So I've been able to move through and process so much more in such a faster way than I have in the 5 years previous to this, because the energy, like the energetics of the world is different. And because of all this that I've faced in 2024, particularly in the last couple of months, I just, when I was working out yesterday, it just hit me like, I'm on the new playing field. Like I am the new me now. And so there's been some interesting things that have occurred to me since this understanding. And I think that's what I want to share today is just like, what does it feel like internally when you've really integrated the new you and you're walking in your new shoes? Or even if you're somebody who's almost there, like what can you expect to kind of occur? And when I think back to the previous episodes that I mentioned moments ago that I recorded in the previous years, I think I had a really similar vibe in those episodes. And I think the number one thing being across the board is that I just substantially care less about what other people think of me. I just keep caring every year. I keep caring less and less. Now, do I want people to like me? Yeah, of course, right? Like I still love when people like me or, you know, yeah, I mean, like, of course, like I want people to like me. But the thing is that since I've started my own business back in midway through 2017, more so in 2018, I've had to come up against a lot of my insecurities, my self-doubt, my fear of being seen as my most authentic self. Because the more you show your real self and like who you really are and what you're really interested in, the more vulnerable that feels. And the more it kind of hurts when people just don't vibe with that or they, you know, really set out to hurt you, like haters. So it's been a sort of crucible of, yeah, like this container of me needing to move through those fears so that I could keep shining more and more of my true authentic self, so that I could be more and more of my true authentic self. every year I've moved more into that and released more and more fear around what people think of me. And what that has done, what that has liberated is, number one, my creativity, my ability to create things in the world and not just create them, but share them. Because it's great when we can create things for ourselves in the world. But it's even more beautiful when we share those things. Because when we create things from our juice, right? Like from our core, from the most authentic place within us, those are the most beautiful magnetic things that actually have this power to transform others. Because people can feel that energetic. Like people can feel the energetic of truth and authenticity. And it gives them permission to do the same. And so it wakes people up to themselves and their own power. And so the more I've released the need to be liked, the fear of being disliked, the more I've been able to be my true self and the more creativity that I've been able to release into the world. And when we are creative, like when we're creating things and then sharing it with the world, man, it's so fulfilling. It's just so, so deeply fulfilling to do that kind of work, to create from my core and then put that out into the world. And one step further, put it out into the world without fear of how it will be received. Because that's something I've been moving into, is like this ability to put things out into the world without so much fear of like, what are people going to think? Oh my God, you know, and just being like, oh, it is what it is. Take it or leave it. Like, if it's not for you, okay, whatever. Doesn't have to be. I don't have to be everybody's particular flavor, right? Like it's whatever. Okay. I don't care. So yeah, number one thing I think of integrating this new level and of being more and more of my authentic self is just the release of caring about what other people think and the activation of my own creativity and the ability to share it with less attachment, with less fear, because of that. Like they're very interconnected. They're very, very interconnected. And the biggest gift that has helped me get here is having the resistance, is having people reject me, is having people not want to listen to what I'm saying, or actual haters that are coming up against what I'm saying, people getting triggered by what I say, or by like my emails, or by my podcast episodes, or by my Instagram reels, or whatever, right? Like people get triggered by me sometimes. It triggers something in them, and that's okay too. That's okay. Like, what if it's okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it's okay? What if being you does trigger some people, and what if that's okay? That's what it feels like to get to the next level, to level up, to be the new version of you, is to just be in that space of, yeah, this is just who I am. And you know what's more important to me? It's more important that I own myself, that I recognize myself and my own power, that I let myself be myself in the world. That's the most important thing. It's more important that I do that than tiptoe around triggering other people. And I'm not saying, of course, like be an asshole and try to trigger other people. No, of course not. Like I don't try to trigger anyone ever, but sometimes me just being me and sharing my gifts in the world does trigger people. But you know what else it does? It attracts people. So that's the thing I've learned too. Let's call this number two. The thing that I've learned about becoming more and more of my authentic self and not giving a shit about what other people think of me is that the more that I do that, the more polarizing I become. So I both attract the people that are drawn to me more strongly and repel the people that aren't more strongly. Like the more honest I am in my emails that I send out, both the more people forward those emails to other people and I get more people subscribing, and the more I get people unsubscribing. So the more myself I am, the more follows and more unfollows I get. Because the people that are like, whoa, wait a minute, I don't know, she's coming off a little strong in this way, like those people suddenly realize like, wait a minute, she's not for me. And then all of a sudden that same energy is now stronger and more magnetic to the people that are for me. But see, now the people that are for me are really for me. And when I say for me, what I just mean is like they're vibing. They're vibing with the information that I'm putting out, the value that I'm adding, the content that I'm providing. They're just like resonating. They're like, yeah, this is helping me. This information is interesting to me, whatever it may be. Whereas the people that are triggered by me, you know, or just realize they aren't for me, they're more repelled more quickly. But I would rather people be really drawn to me than just be in a fucking ocean of mediocrity or kind of meh energy. Like, yeah, she's all right. Like, I don't want, let me put it this way. I would rather have 500 people follow me on a social media account that fucking love everything that I put out, that are like real fucking fans and just like really into it, and they feel super supported by what I'm providing. I would rather have 500 of those than 10,000 like kind of vanilla meh followers that are just like take it or leave it energy. Like, yeah, she's fine energy. Now think about that in your own life. Think about it in terms of the people that you spend your time with, the people that are interested in the things that you're doing in the world. Would you rather have people that are like, yeah, she's fine and there's no conflict? You know, you have a lot of people that quote like you, but who are the ones that are like all about you, that are like, fuck yeah, she's fucking awesome, and that are interested in everything that you're doing, that are there by your side to support you, that are like your number one diehard fans? Do you want a ton of those people that are just kind of like meh? Or do you want a few of those people that are deeply, gutturally in support of you? Which is actually more enriching? The interesting thing is so many of us are raised to avoid conflict, to be afraid of conflict, to need to make sure that everyone around us feels good, feels safe. And so we end up dumbing ourselves down and putting ourselves in a box, in this pretty little box with this beautiful fucking bow that everybody likes and everybody wants. And then we think like we're succeeding when a lot of people like us. Yeah, like a lot of people like me, you know, like, wow, a lot of people like me. But how many people love me? How many people are like, fuck yeah, she is awesome? Because a lot of times, if we want to find that kind of support, we have to risk repelling also. And I think that the more that I kind of level up and become new versions of me, the more I am bold enough to go there, to just be myself more boldly and just be like, yeah, the more powerfully I speak, the more it's going to repel people that aren't comfortable with my power or that just don't resonate with me. And that is okay. That is okay. And I would say that's number three here, right? Like when we level up or change or become new versions of us, our vibe changes. There's no doubt about it. Our vibe changes. And when our vibe changes, we will stop vibing with certain people in our lives. My frequency is now moving at a different pace than the people around me. And so when we are all together, maybe we're not like flowing in unison quite as much. And I'm going to feel that. I'm going to feel that by maybe being a little bit bored, or them being a little bit bored with me, or not feeling like really drawn to wanting to hang out with them, or there being actual conflict, or there just being kind of just this like dead energy between us. We have to be okay with that. Because here's the thing, when we are okay with that, and when we let those old relationships kind of fade out, we're making space for the new, more vibrant, better ones to come in. And this also applies to like a business. When we level up ourselves, like oftentimes our businesses will level up with us in new and different ways, take on new and different shapes. And we have to allow that to occur so that we can attract people, clients, patients, whatever it may be, that are more in alignment with who we're becoming. So we have to let the old ones go to make space for the new. And that's what we want. We want this constant up level with our lives. We want things to get more and more magical and more yummy and more juicy. And the last thing that I'll just mention that I've noticed is an ease and a freedom in my life and in my body. less contraction, less gripping, less fear, less hesitating when I do new things, less hesitating before I say certain things. I'm just kind of more in this energy of like, hey, this is me, take it or leave it. Whichever you decide is okay with me. So because I've integrated this new level here and it's where I'm resting today, I'm wondering where you have maybe leveled up recently or where you are getting ready to level up. And I'm wondering what parts of this episode has really resonated with you. I'm wondering where you could be more of you, where you could own your power more, where you could be a little bit less afraid of what people are going to think about you. Where can you be more polarizing, right? Like, where can you amplify your voice, your creativity? Where can you share more with the world? Where can you just be more of you? Because we want more of you. We want more of the real you. We don't want the vanilla you. We don't want the you that's trying to just make peace, trying to get everybody to like them. We don't care about that you. That you is boring. We want the spicy you, the salty you, the you that's not afraid of saying what you're really thinking and feeling, the you that feels safe and calm and comfortable and loose and at ease in your body. That's the you that we're attracted to. So today, what's one thing that you can do to own this version of you? This version of you that doesn't care so much about the haters, what people think, the unfollows, because you're not here for them, are you? You're not here for the people that are just okay with you or the people that you're afraid of stepping on their toes or afraid of triggering. You're here for the people that are fucking ready for you. You're here for the people that are going to look up to you. You're here for the people that want to root for you. So how can you be a little bit more loud, a little bit more proud, a little bit more bold so those people can hear you? If you think about the version of you on your deathbed, I can guarantee you one thing. That version of you is never going to say, I'm so glad I spent so many years afraid of what people might think of me. I'm so glad I played it safe for all those years. I'm so glad I didn't speak my mind. I'm so glad I played small. I'm so glad I had those hundreds of people that were mildly interested in me. No, that version of you is going to say, I don't know what I was so afraid of. I wish I had been more loud. I wish I had just been more of myself. I wish I had shown people what I was really about. I wish I had lived. My friend, you are so amazing. You have so many gifts, so many that you don't even know about. And we want to see all of them. It's time to step up, step onto your next playing field, be who you came here to be, and show the world what you are all about. If you have a friend that you want to send this episode to because you want them to know how awesome that you think they are and you want them to also live loud and proud, send this episode over to them and be sure to leave a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Now go own that new person that you are becoming. Become your number one fan and start saying what you actually mean and what you actually think. Because we need more of your light in the world.